الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I would go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, as always, don't forget to get your Quran or have your Quran near you with paper, pencil, pen, or some form of note-taking. And again, I always emphasize, you can go to the library, get a Quran for free. Just check it out at the library. You can order one online for free, which is www.yislam.org. That's www.yislam.org. And tell them that you like a Quran and let them know what language you like it in. Spanish, French, English, whatever language you like it in. Although the original Quran or the Quran itself is in Arabic. And also I want to mention that those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back. You are very dedicated to our weekly learning or teaching or classroom to learn about Islamic studies. And those people who are new students or new listeners, I want to welcome you to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's topic or subject we're going to talk about are parents. Parents, we're talking about a mother and a father. Now, I can't get into the various roles that they played in each person's life. I can't cover that. I'm just talking about pretty much the average family, if you will. You have a father, mother, and have a child or children. That's sort of what I'm focusing on. But if your parents, if you have some kind of other things going on in your household, but you do have two parents, a mother and a father, then you still owe those people, the mother and the father, either living together or not living together, you still owe them a certain amount of respect. So that's what I'm talking about from an Islamic standpoint, about where our parents stand in the scheme of things. What is their level? Who are they in terms of me? Not just because they are my origin of where I came from. I generated from them coming together, and then here I am. But I'm talking about now, what do I owe to them being my parents? I can't get into if they're bad parents, if they're good parents, on drugs, alcoholic. I can't get into that. I just want to look at just the general term being parent, a mother and a father, and what we owe to them, particularly Muslims, what we owe to our parents. Now it's time to open up your Quran to chapter 31, verse 14. That's chapter 31, verse 14. And it says, I'm going to give you a little bit more time to get to it. That's chapter 31, verse 14:1-4. And it says, and we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship. And his weaning is in 2 years. Give thanks to me, meaning Allah, and to your parents. Unto me is the final destination. And so Allah put a lot of high level for the parents. So he said, give thanks to him and to your parents. that we have to give thanks to our parents. We appreciate them. We love them. And if they're kind of different, meaning got a lot of other stuff going on internally, and then we pray for them. Because they need us like we need them. And so we pray for them that they will change, that they will get better, or they won't be as abusive, or they're on drugs, or they're drinking, or they need a better job, or anything like that. Then you go ahead and you pray for your parents that they become better and that they treat you better. And so this is what we do. We don't curse them, which I'll get into that a little later on. Now, we're going to turn to chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. That's chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. And of course, the topic and the subject we talk about today is parent from the Islamic standpoint. And it says, "And that you be dutiful to your parents, if one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor, and lower unto them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, My Lord, bestow on them your mercy as they did bring me up when I was small." And so this is what we do, is that we lower the wing of humility to our parents and ask Allah to bestow our mercy on our parents. If they both are old or one of them old, whatever it is, we still show respect to them and we don't say anything disrespectful to them or holler at them or address them in a disrespectful way. I see more and more when I go to stores or shop and markets, I see more and more kids seem to be very disrespectful to their parents. Sometimes I want to jump in and scold the child myself. But more than likely, your parent would turn on you. Why are you talking to my child? And why are you scolding my child? Why are you correcting my child? You really need to correct your own child. That way I don't have to step in and do so for you. Because this child is extremely disrespectful to you. But they will come at you and take all their anger and frustration out on you. Instead of straightening out that child who is disrespecting them. They say don't go, they go. They say don't take something, they take it. And then they talk back to them. I used to work at a place where I work with males in a juvenile system. And so one time one of the youth, his father had called the shelter and I gave him the phone. They gave the son the phone. And then initially the conversation was like cordial, but later on that child just went off on his father and where I couldn't tell who was the father and who was the son. And I had to tell the child myself, you got to be more respectful to your father. He ain't like that. But I didn't care what he didn't like. I just knew what he was doing. And I knew who he was talking to. And he was really disrespectful to his parent. Sometimes parents are apologetic for the action of their children. No, don't apologize for them. You straighten them out. You get those children straight. And let them know you don't disrespect me like that and you don't disrespect others like that. And so we, as Muslims, we are told to, and our parents, as they get older, we are told to not to say disrespectful words to them, not to shout at them, not address them in bad terms, address them in terms of honor and humility and submission and ask for mercy from Allah towards our parents. And I hope that those students who are listening to me, that you are merciful and lower the wing of honor to your parents and ask Allah to bestow mercy on your parents, one or both of them. Ask Allah to bestow mercy on them. And if your parents are going through something, then you pray for your parents instead of scolding them. There's not a lot of cases the parents are doing the best that they can for you. You don't know about the sacrifices that your parents are making for you. And you don't understand that they may not tell you. Because they may feed you before they feed themselves. They may clothe you before they clothe themselves. They want to see your happiness as a child. So you don't know what your parents are going through. It may seem like they don't care or they don't love you or whatever the case may be. But in more than likely, in more cases, the parents, they do love you and they do care about you. Some I have a hard time even showing that they love and care for you. But that does not mean that you don't love and show love and caring for your parents. Also in chapter 4, verse 36, again, open that Quran up again. That's chapter 4, verse 36. And it says, worship Allah and join none with him in worship and do good to your parents. Look at this, where Allah placed the parents not way down on the list of importance, but way up on the list of importance. He said, again, in chapter 4, verse 36, he said, worship Allah and join none with him in worship and do good to parents. This is instructions from Allah, from our Lord, that we do good by our parents, that we go before our Lord on the day of judgment, and that our parents will be pleased with us and us with them, and that is written by the angels on our right side and our left side, and that the angel on our right side writing down all the good deeds and the good things we said to our parents and the good things we've done for our parents. Or just, for example, when was the last time you took your parents out to get something to eat? Just because. Not because it's Mother's Day. Not because it's Father's Day, those two commercial holidays, if you will. No, I'm taking you out because I love you. Because I appreciate what you've done for me. I want to give you thanks for what you've done for me. I want to do this good for you as commanded by Allah to take care of you like you took care of me. And you watch, you did that to your parents. More than likely, even your father, his eyes more than likely will have water in them. He might fight it back. He might say, oh, it's an allergy or something like that, or whatever he said, because he wants you to see the tears. But internally, or maybe externally, you will see that they are so happy and they know they did right by you. You're showing appreciation to them that you're going to take care of them, and you're just coming by to take them to lunch or dinner just because. Just because they're parents and you're not asking them for money or anything else, you're taking them only because you love them. Or just if you can't do that and you can't afford that, just get on the phone and just call them up right after this class and just say, Ma, Dad, or whatever you want to call them, you say, I just call you just to see how you're doing and to say I love you. That's all. And to thank you for what you've done for me. And they may say like, huh, what? That's why I'm calling you, only for that, no more. You can hang up after that if you want to, or you can continue your conversation. That would be up to you. But when was the last time you told your parents that you love them? Your mother that you love her, your father that you love her? And it don't necessarily have to be a biological mother or biological father. It means if you're on foster care, I used to work for the foster care system, and sometimes the foster parent may be more of a parent to that child than a foster father may be more of a mother or father. Foster mother or father may be more of a parent than their biological parent. Call them up and thank them, or visit them and thank them for sacrificing, because they didn't have to. Because it's not about a lot of money in foster care. It's not a lot of times not about the money. It's about because we love you. I want to care for you. I could just retire and that's it. But no, I want to take care of you when no one else want to take care of you. When no one else showing the love to you towards you. You are loved by me. I'm your foster mother, or I'm your kinship care person, meaning one of the people who are your related to you through blood. But they are the one that taking care of you or took care of you. Call them up right after we finish this class. Call them up and just say, "I love you." Just say, "I want to take you out to dinner." Let me move on. And it was also mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him. He said, which deed is most beloved by Allah? He said, observing prayer in time. And next to that, he said, being dutiful to one's parents. And next to that, he answered, meaning fighting jihad in a cause of Allah. And don't be afraid because I said jihad. Oh no, the Muslims gonna start beating up and killing people. No, that's not it. Jihad is not just on a battlefield. Also, jihad could be internal. Jihad of nafs are the internal struggles that we go through. That's a big struggle that we all go internalize. We might go through a jihad within ourselves and struggle with stuff, the things that are going on inside of us, no matter what it would be, in our minds or in our body, whatever it may be. And so it's not always negative that Muslims picking up swords and want to hurt people. That is so not true. So don't believe what they're telling you about us. You want to know about me as a Muslim? Ask me. You want to know about Muslims? Then you go to the mosque and you ask a Muslim. You want to know about me as an African-American? You want to know about African-American men? Talk to me about that. I can tell you about myself as an African-American man, but you don't go to other men who are not African-American and find out, tell me about African-American men. No, come to me. I want to know about a Korean man, I go to a Korean. I want to know about a Japanese man, I go to a Japanese. I want to know about a Chinese man, because all these things, I go to that individual or the woman and ask about them or Arab or whomever. I ask them about them. I don't need someone else to tell me about this person over here. I'm going to ask that person myself, and they would be best to tell me about their culture, about their background, and who they are, more so than you telling where you may have some concepts about him or her that are totally off base, that has nothing to do with anything, or because of your racism or your prejudice, you're going to say these other different kind of things about this individual. But I'm going to go straight to the individual and hope they don't have self-hate and tell me a lot of negative things about themselves and their culture, and they have more so self-love for themselves, because that's where Allah created them, and tell me about themselves. Also, I want to read something else where it mentioned one of the prophet's companions, and it mentions this. The prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "In the good pleasure of the Father lies the good pleasure of the Creator, and in his displeasure lies the displeasure of the Creator." And so hopefully I don't have to explain that to you. I'm going to move on to the mom. And talking about the mother, it was also related regarding the mother. It says, and one of the companions asked, "Who has the greatest claim on me with regard to service and kind treatment?" The prophet replied, "Your mother," and again, "Your mother," and again, "Your mother." He asked him several times, like, and then he said, "Your mother," and who's next? He said, "Your mother." After her, it is the claim of your father, then that of your near relatives, and then that of relations next to them. This was obviously shows that where care and kind treatment are concerned, the claim of the mother is greater than that of the father. He asked the prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he asked him three different times. He said, "Who gets the greatest claim? Who gets the greatest honor?" He said, "Your mother." He said, "Who's next?" He thought maybe he gonna say somebody else. He said, "Your mother." And then he said, "Well, who else is next? I mean, gotta be someone else." He said, "Your mother." And then later on, he said, "Your father." And so I'm saying to you, my students, honor your mother. This beautiful lady who bore you, who had you within her, and then you came out of her. Honor this beautiful lady. Call her up and tell her that you love her. Honor your father and call him up and tell him that you love him. Now, it also mentions about curse for not looking after an aged parent or aged parents. One of the companions of the prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, he said, "May he be disgraced. May he be disgraced. may be disgraced. And the companion said, like, who? The Sahaba, they wanted to know, well, who are you talking about? And the person whose parents or anyone else of them attains old age during his lifetime and does not earn paradise. So any person who does not take care of their parents will not earn paradise. If he does not honor him or her, they do not earn the paradise. So all of us want to earn the paradise. So we want to be kind-hearted and dutiful to our parents. We want paradise, then we be dutiful to our parents. And so this is what all of us should be doing when it comes to honoring our parents. And it's also mentioned about treatment towards people who are not Muslim. Parents who are not Muslim, that worship something different from us as Muslims. And it was related by one of the companions of the Prophet, and related to her mother had come to Medina from Mecca to meet her. Her mother followed the pagan custom and beliefs. So Asma, meaning this is the person we're talking about, she inquired from the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, as how she was to treat her, whether she should have nothing to do with her, as she was a pagan, or treat her like a daughter should, and show kindness to her. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, told her to be kind and considerate, and to behave towards her as a daughter should behave towards her mother. And so we see from this, although I'm Muslim and my mother's now Muslim, I'm still to give her respect and treat her as my mother should be treated, and respect as she should be treated, although we do not share the same faith. And that's the same thing for any Muslim. We don't cut our family ties. We still give respect to our family, and that we treat them well. And so we don't cut off our ties with our mother or with our father or with our brother or our sister and the like, because even our children who may become non-Muslim or are non-Muslim before we became Muslim, you had children before you became Muslim, we don't cut our ties off with them. They are still related to us, and the same blood runs through our vein. And so we have to honor our parents even though we do not share the same religion. Now, it's a great sin for dishonoring our parents. When asked about major sins, the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, replied, to associate anyone with Allah, to disobey the parents, to kill unlawfully, and to give false evidence. And so we see out of these things, a major sin, of course, is associating partners with Allah and disobeying the parents. Being disobedient to our parents, that's a major sin, not a minor sin or less than minor. This is a big deal, that we disobey our parents. So we are to obey Allah and obey our parents. Of course, we can't as Muslims obey our parents when it comes to if they tell us to practice Islam or not fast on the month of Ramadan or not make 5 daily prayers, all these kind of things. We don't obey them when it comes to our faith. We can't do that. But we do obey them in other ways. We don't disobey them or say what we say in Arabic, oof, meaning like disrespect them or like kind of suck our teeth at them and don't want to have anything to do with them or disrespect them and don't lower our wing of humility to our parents. And so this is a great sin of disobeying the parent. Also, the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, to abuse one's parent is also a major sin. He was asked, can anyone abuse his parents? He said, yes. The Prophet, this is how he replied, if a person abused someone else's parents, and that person retaliates or turn on this person or get this person back and abuse his parents, and then it is as though he himself had abused his parents. In other words, if I abuse your parent and you want to get back at me and you abuse my parent, it's as if I abuse my parent. And so we should not even abuse the parents of someone else, because it's like the same thing of abusing our parents. Or if they abuse our parents, then it's like we abuse our parents. This parent thing is serious, folks. My students, this is a very, very serious thing. And don't just honor your parents on assigned days of the year, in May or June or whenever the Mother's Day and Father's Day come around, or you're told this is when you honor your parent. No, 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 no. You honor your parent at all times, and you call them up and take them out anytime you want to take them out, and not just on Father's Day and not just on Mother's Day. You honor them almost every day. You show your love towards them, because one day they will not be around. They may die before you die. And then what? It will be too late at that point to honor your parents, because they are no longer here. Honor them while they're above ground, and no, wait till they're below ground. They'll start crying over the fact that I didn't do enough to honor my parents. Now is the time. So take advantage of it while your parents are alive. And for those particularly, I'm talking to everyone, you can do some nice charity in your parents' name, but perhaps that will help your parents, or that'd be good for your parent, or that'd be good for your children who are the descendants of you and your parents, to see you have this tree planted for your mother, for your dead mother, for your father. And maybe perhaps they will plant a tree for you upon your demise. This is for my father. I saw my father do this for his mother now, and for his father. Now I'm going to do the same thing for him. So you start a tradition of doing that. And then your son or your daughter will also do it in front of their children. And then your grandchildren will do the same thing for their parents. And just start a great tradition of doing some kind of good charity. And then they copy that same charity and pass it on to their children. I want to read one more thing. It was mentioned by the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He said that Allah prolongs the life of a person who obeys his parents and serves them devoutly. So again, my respected students, please honor your parents, ask for mercy upon your parents, obey your parents, and don't commit the major sin of disrespecting and disobeying and dishonoring your parents. You have been listening to or attending the class, the Islamic Studies, the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor or your host, Imam Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.